Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, August 25th, 2019. Welcome to episode 43 of Thread Snippings. Recording this ahead at about 8:47 Mountain Time, 9:47 my time back in Omaha, on Saturday night, August 24th, because I feel like getting it done now, and I know it needs to get done, and I'm not sure if I will have the energy or the presence of mind to record anything actually on Sunday, so I'm recording this one ahead. Yes, it's another Thread Snippings, and I am intentionally releasing this now, because if I release this now, I will hit Amy Talks About Stuff number 100 on Thursday, which is deliberate. Amy Talks About Stuff number 100 will be a celebratory retrospective, and I wanted to do it on Thursday because I know I will be seeing several of my podcasting friends that night. You know who you are. You're on notice if you are invited. Obviously, I can't force you, but you're invited to be my interview guests for Amy Talks About Stuff number 100. So, that's all beside the point. This is a Thread Snippings episode, despite the lack of theme music. I am recording it mobile. Oh, wait. Thread Snippings is the one for which the Auphonic intro-outro were actually working right, but I used my 2 hours of processing, and I refuse to give them money that I don't have. Anyway, this is going to be Otakon Trip Report Part 2. I'd finally get into my main topic 2 minutes into the show. So much for best practices. My main topic today is the remainder of my trip report from Otakon 2019. Earlier in the month, I posted a part one, so there needs to be a part two. As I previously mentioned, I came into town on Thursday. I traveled out to Washington, D.C. on Thursday morning and traveled back to Omaha early Saturday morning, so making it a roughly 48-hour trip. I couldn't get that Saturday off of work, because I was already taking too many other days off, and also one of my co-workers was also off that Saturday. Anyway, it was still a lot of fun. I had a really great time. I think I talked about Thursday, got in, got to my hotel. I think I mentioned I was wearing my sore outfit. We went to Five Guys for dinner. I will go into a little more detail about what I did on Friday. I think my photos on Facebook are friends only, I believe, but I'll go through them anyway and do a sort of retrospective on the day using those as an aid. Here goes. As I mentioned, I was wearing my yellow Asuka sundress for the beginning of the day and my BT from Dotex sign for the second half. So my first pictures are of me in my Asuka sundress. Walter E. Washington Convention Center has more than one building, two of them connected by a sky bridge that goes over one of the streets, and that bridge, connecting bridge, was the place for people to gather, people watch, see cosplayers, and just kind of generally hang out and take cosplay pictures. So we both have some from up there, and it's a really cool place, and I ran into a lot of other cool cosplayers, but the highlight of the convention, I know for my friend Megan, was we went to a morning panel. I forget when it started, 8, 9, I don't remember.
Edit from the future.
For some inexplicable reason, Auphonic stopped recording at this point, and I completely failed to notice. I have absolutely no idea why it did that. Apparently, it doesn't handle multitasking on a Samsung Android phone quite as well as I thought. So, during this part, I continued to talk about what I did for the rest of the afternoon, which was mainly hanging around, people watching other cosplayers, going to photo shoots. A lot of my pictures are actually from the Studio Ghibli photo shoot. We stayed for all of that one. It was really cool. We went to the nearby Sbarro and had pizza for dinner. And we did go to some panels. I know Megan went to a music concert at one point. And now I'm going to get back into what I was saying, because Auphonic did pick up my voice again after a few minutes, and luckily it happened to pick up at a break in a sentence. So I'm going to do my best to recreate what I was saying before Auphonic resumed when I was recording this earlier. Here goes. One of the last things that we did to end our night in the convention center was go back up to that bridge over the street where the cosplayers were hanging out before, and there were some big bulletin boards with big rolls of paper set up and some markers for us to write messages of support for Kyoto Animation. For those of you who don't follow the world of anime, a couple of weeks before Otakon, sometime in the middle of July, the world of anime suffered a severe loss. There is an animation studio named Kyoto Animation,
and it very unfortunately suffered an attack by an arsonist that, I'm sorry to say, led to the loss of a lot of great people, many animators and other creative people, including the director of one of my, one of the series I actually have a costume from, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. I don't know if I mentioned this, but, and this is actually what I wrote on those banners, posters at Otakon, that I have a white carnation that I'm going to pin to the collar of that outfit when I wear it on Friday morning? Yeah, that's right. I set it for Friday morning of Dragon Con. And we actually ended the night by going out onto the street where lots of people were walking back and forth. I loved the atmosphere at Otakon. It was so energetic. And we had ice cream. There were ice cream trucks at the con because they knew there was going to be an interested audience there. And oh boy, was there an interested audience there. So we got ice cream cones, and we sat out on the little wall, or ledge, outside the convention center, and ate ice cream, and got really nice compliments on our costumes by people who recognized them, and that was a great night. And I had to get up really early to get a really early flight back to Omaha, but it was totally worth it. I'm definitely, definitely glad that I went. For only having one day to spend at Otakon, I sure got a lot done. I'm going to wrap this up here. This will conclude my Otakon trip report and my Sunday, August 25th episode. There will be more thread. Like I said, Amy Talks About Stuff number 100 will be on Thursday. Yes, I absolutely still intend to do episodes all through Dragon Con. They might be Thread Snippings episodes, maybe not, I don't know. I'll decide when I get there. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2. Which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.